On Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU football team at St. Cloud this weekend. Derek Edholm, senior quarterback with us. Congratulations on all the records that you broke the last week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll be blunt. How rough of a year has this been for you, all things considered? The fact the offense has maybe sputtered a little more than anyone would like, the fact that you've been dinged up, everything considered, how rough has it been?
Well, yeah, it's obviously we had higher expectations and stuff. We had where we're at right now, but I mean we're still at 6-3, which is it's not terrible by any means. And I think it gives a lot of credit to the way this league is. The teams that we lost to, that's some pretty good defenses. Obviously Duluth and Augustana in the top 10, and Concordia had a lot of guys coming back, and they played us tough last year. So. Yeah, obviously it's a little bit disappointing, but, I think that we're finding our stride at the right time. And, we still have a shot at a postseason, so everyone's excited about that, and hopefully we can carry that momentum into this Saturday.
If you're completely healthy against Concordia, do you like your odds of winning that game?
Well, yeah, I mean, my knee got banged up a little bit in that game, it just seemed like we couldn't get any momentum going. And, we've had injuries on both sides of the ball and everyone's banged up. But, it always could say shoulda, woulda, coulda, kind of thing. But, it's unfortunate. But they're playing good football now, too. They beat some tough teams like Minnesota State and beat Wayne and all that kind of stuff. So they're playing good ball, too. We knew coming in that they were no pushover, and it turns out they weren't. So, credit to them. They played good, and we just couldn't pull it off.
How much better is this offense when you're able to run everything that you guys were able to run last week?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything worked last week. We had our most complete game of the year, which was good to see. And you take away penalties and turnovers and shooting yourself in the foot. That's what we can do. I think that's kind of been the problem this year. Is we shot ourselves in the foot at certain times. And when we're on all cylinders and the big boys up front are moving people around, it really shows that we can put on a dominant performance. And I think that was perfect for the weekend that we have coming up.
How strong are your hands to be able to run the option and keep the ball in the gut of your running back as long as you do?
Well, I mean, it's something that you definitely have to work on. Coming in, I wasn't the best at it, and I had to work on it for a few years yet, and it's definitely something you got to get used to. Every running back is different with how they like to take the handoff and how strong they are with pulling it out of their belly. So it's definitely something you get used to, and I'm glad that I've been able to make strides and get better at it every year. But I definitely feel that running's obviously a strength of mine, and I like running the football, so when the ball's in my hands, I feel comfortable, so it's pretty fun to run.
Walk the listener through what your reads are on that option of when you're supposed to do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing.
Well, the veer is it's pretty basic. Reading the dive read is the DN, basically, and if he crashes down on the running back, then I'm supposed to pull, and then I'm going to linebacker level next. And, if he comes up field, not towards the dive read, I just obviously hand it off, and there's a natural hole for the running back. If he does crash down, I attack that linebacker, and if he decides to take the pitch, I just cut it up field for a nice gain, or if he decides to come at me, I'll just pitch it as late as possible. Usually take a shot, but it usually ends up a big play. So it's very tough to defend, and if we run it right, it's a nice weapon for us.
How often do you get hit in a game?
Quite a bit. I think it's kind of don't see a lot of it because usually, when I usually letting go of the ball, everyone's not watching the end of the play. So yeah, I have to. This week wasn't as bad. Mary was pretty tough. Sunday morning was pretty rough on me, but I do get hit quite a bit. Whether it be the option game or some blitzes that don't get picked up, and I barely get the ball off. And sometimes, it's not the old line. I'm not saying it's their fault. It's part of the game, and you got to do what you got to do.
Last week, Dustin Cropland carries for 200 yards. That in and of itself is impressive. You look at the stat sheet though, and it was yards gained 200, yards lost 0. He never lost yardage on any of those 23 carries. You're standing right behind him. What makes him so good?
Well, he's very powerful. You know, he's a pretty big kid, and he's very strong in his legs. You know, so when teams don't wrap him up or run through, he's going to break those tackles, and he did a great job doing that. And credit to the old line. I mean, I remember handing the ball off a few times, and you could drive a truck through some of those. So they did. You know, we knew coming in that those guys were a little bit undersized, and we could move those guys around a little bit. So credit to the old line. They did an awesome job of getting the linebacker level and pushing those guys around, and obviously. Cropland did a great job breaking some tackles.
With three losses, the playoffs are probably out of the question. Mineral Water Bowl is still an option. You just need to win and let what happens happen. But you know you've got 2 weeks left of your senior career. You can rest up and heal up later, right? These next 2 weeks, you're just going to, who cares how much I hurt, right?
Absolutely. You know, talking to a few other seniors, that's kind of like the mentality that we're going to approach it with. It's you know, obviously this game is going to be very tough. St. Cloud's playing very good football, and you know, Saturday or next 2 weeks from now is obviously a very winnable game with a struggling Crookston team. But you know, and you look at it, 8-3 back-to-back seasons, very, very good. You know, it's you know, BSU's past few years have put a lot of wins on the board, and 8-3 back-to-back is very good. And obviously we were in the running for a playoff spot in the Mineral Water both last year with that record. So. You know, that's something that we're striving for. That's obviously, you know, 8 wins are a lot, especially in this conference with all the teams that up and down the board. So yeah, it's obviously a huge goal. And yeah, being hurt on Sundays isn't much, you know, it's not struggling with me at all. So
good luck, Eric.
All right, thanks a lot, Brian.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.